Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, we'd like to welcome you back to our weekly podcast programming on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We have a guest today who is from Sweden. We have a guy hosting the podcast who is not from Sweden, another guy who likes to pretend that he's from Sweden. It is a beautiful plus 14 today in Homestead, Sweden. Welcome to the podcast, Eric Portillo, stud for the University of Michigan Wolverines. I guess he's okay. He's got like a 930 save percentage on this season. Me and Pat were actually just talking about this before we started recording.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Welcome. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We're Trav always is excited to have a fellow Swede on the podcast.
Yeah. I've been following his journey closely, so it's exciting.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it, dude. The amount of people that I've offended by like telling them like I'm an honorary Swede, like I consider myself more Swedish because I've just kind of like after like my first like 2 or 3 weeks in the country, I kind of like went all in and I said, you know, like I'm going to be a Swede. And now people are like, we don't want you. Like, you're not one of us. Like, go away, you know? So that's actually going to be one of the questions we have to ask you is if you're offended by this. But we'll get into that a little bit later to kind of provide a little bit of context. So like I mentioned, Eric Portillo played in the USHL for the Dubuque Fighting Saints, correct?
Yep.
Starting goalie now for the University of Michigan. Wolverines has got a 929 save percentage. Sounds great, but he's being outdone by the guy, Quinnipiac. Pat Shea, you know this guy. You want to give a little rundown about this first?
I don't know. I was just curious like why that guy has a better goals against average than you. He's at 0.89.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's actually insane, yeah.
I got a question for you, and I guess we do collectively. It's like we're trying to figure out like the NCAA playoff schedule right before we hopped on. And like I'm an NCAA fan, but like I'm not super like versed. Like Pat played 4 years in the NCAA and couldn't find the schedule. He's like, I don't know where the schedule is. So like what's your guys' schedule? You won a game against who did you guys win against?
Well, you guys won two playoff games already, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we won against Notre Dame here on Saturday. Which took us to the Big Ten final here. So we're playing Minnesota on Saturday night, I think.
Okay. Which Minnesota? There's like 13 of them.
University of Minnesota.
So the Bulldogs?
No.
Mankato?
No, University of Minnesota. See, I should know this.
Is it Duluth, maybe?
No. I'll look it up if you want.
Are you just trying to remember their mascot? I don't know their mascot. The Minnesota hockey team.
You know, I find like the way the NCAA is kind of
structured. The Gophers.
The Golden Gophers.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, I like some of the NCAA teams are kind of like the NFL. Like you have like the Jets and the Giants. Like which one is in New York? One of them is. One of them isn't. You have the Knicks and the Is there two New York teams? Yeah, the Nets and the Knicks. Like you have all these like different teams like from the University of Minnesota, Boston College, Boston University. Kind of confusing if you're not versed in the whole NCAA.
That is true.
Conferences. Yeah.
I was gonna say before we dive into too much of like current, I'm kind of curious of your background of how you ended up at Michigan. Obviously, Trav mentioned you went to the USHL to play for Dubuque, but before that, you were all in Sweden. What made you make the decision to choose the path to go USHL, come to the States, and then the NCAA path?
I think it all started like, because I come from Frölunda. That's where I played my junior years most of the time. And Frölunda is it's probably the best program in Sweden. It's one of the top ones for sure. And it's a lot of great goaltenders in the system always. So when I went into my J18 year, which we call it in Sweden, I had a really tough year, a lot of good competition as well. And I was actually, it got to the point where I almost, I was considering like focusing on my school because I've always been very keen about my school and thought like that's a very like big part of my what I want to do in the future. I think it's important to have two paths open. So I was about to like I was considering like just you know almost quitting hockey. I think that was pretty much what it came down to. I had a really tough year, and you know I had the opportunity to do something really good in school as well back in Sweden. So I was in a super tough situation there, and just on a like by coincidence, my father actually met Randy Edmonds, who's my agent right now. He wasn't at the time. He's a former, I think he was the coach of the Canadian national team and stuff. So he has some good experience. And they just started talking in the stands in one of my brother's practices, and told him all about like the NCAA path and like how that could be the perfect combination for me. And after that, he was in the process of becoming an agent, I think. So, he kind of helped us out a little bit, and then, talked us through like how it would work out, and the USHL would be like a good path for me, to get some more time in the US before I go and study here, to get to know the culture, the language and everything. So we did that for a while, and then I actually went over twice to look at schools. I wanted to go to school in Boston at first. We went to Harvard, Northeastern, and BU on my first trip, and then went home again and came back another time, looked at UMass, Michigan. I was actually down in University of Ohio, Miami. So I was over and looked a lot at schools and talked to several schools as well. And I think when I was in this like really bad situation in Frölunda, I think like just getting the idea of playing college hockey kind of gave me, you know, a light in the end of the tunnel. Kind of, I had a goal to look forward to. So I just dug down that year and really started working really hard towards that goal. And eventually pieces starting to fall in place. And yeah, that's how I ended up in Dubuque and then eventually here.
Now, so that's actually crazy. So you were actually debating quitting hockey. Was that before you got drafted?
Oh yeah. So it was like, yeah, it was 1.5 years before getting drafted, I think. Yeah.
Wow. And that's crazy. Like, you probably, and then a year and a half later, you were a third round draft pick. So now you look back, are you happy you didn't quit? Are you happy you chose to stick with the path?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think NCAA and like the dream of coming here to Michigan, that was the thing that really made me work so hard in like both school, because I had to do that well to be able to, you know, get in here. And then on the ice, you know, it made me have a goal in mind and something to work really hard again towards. So, definitely.
What kind of differences do you find between like Michigan and Sweden? Because I feel like, I've only spent like, you know, little bits and pieces here and there in Michigan, but like Sweden is like very similar, like geographically, all the kind of stuff to like the Midwest US, like the middle of the North America, which would be Michigan. Do you think it's pretty similar?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I would even say like, you know, we have all the seasons here, and like, it's very similar, like weather wise. And Ann Arbor is such a nice city. It's where the University of Michigan is located. It's such a green city. So, yeah, it reminds me a lot of home. I would even say the weather here is probably better than home. It's a little more extreme. So the summer gets a little hotter, and then the winters get a little colder. So, yeah, it's kind of nice.
Really?
I like it. Yeah.
Give us a weather breakdown. What's the weather looking like today? Cloudy? Any overcast? Temperature? Humidity? Humid index?
I would say slightly cloudy, but it's a nice sunny day. not too cold. I would say probably. Oh, I would say it in Celsius. I don't know exactly in Fahrenheit, but I'll give you like 15, probably, maybe, yeah, 10.
Really?
Somewhere, yeah. Not very windy. It's a nice day.
Shorts and sandals today or no?
No, not today, not yet.
Dude, I went out to the mall. You been to the Halarna Mall in Homestead or no?
To say that again?
The Halarna Mall in Homestead.
I don't think so. No, I haven't spent much time in Homestead.
Okay, so it's like a pretty big mall, and I went out with a friend yesterday, and they said to me, like, Trav, like, you shouldn't be going out in, like, shorts and flip-flops. Like, it's not, you know, it's the middle of winter, dude. I'm like, bro, it's plus 15. I'm going to wear a t-shirt. I'm going to wear shorts and a flip-flops. And then I'm going to the mall, and everybody's got their winter jackets on. They got their sweatpants, and they're all bundled up like it's the middle of a snowstorm. And they're looking at me like I got, like, three heads on. It's weird when you come from, like, the middle of North America, which freezes, and it's minus 40 this time of year. You get plus 15. It's summertime. Get the lawn chairs out on the front porch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which, of funny, we have some viewers of the week we'd like to get to, as always. And then we have a rapid-fire Q&A we're going to do with Mr. Patillo. So first off, viewers of the week, if you are watching on the YouTube video version, if you are at home on the Spotify, maybe you're you know, making lunches or whatever, you're at the bottom of a squat rack at the gym, you know, you're listening, you want to be viewer of the week, you send me a message, you send Pat a message, you want to be viewer of the week, we'll pencil you in. So we have a couple of viewers of the week, as always, and we'll get you in here. So for this week, we have
one as well.
Yeah, absolutely. This week, we have Matt Allen. He said the podcast helps him through his work week. We're happy to be there with you. We got Marcus, plays in Flemingsburg, where I was last year, said he loves the podcast. And then we also, this is a true story, we got Jacob Markstrom. He didn't want to be viewer of the week for the podcast, but he did listen last week to the podcast. How awesome is that?
That's awesome.
That is fantastic.
The Jacob Markstrom. That was unreal. That was an exciting awesome. DM I got the other day.
Big fan of anyway. Trav's.
Say the least. anyway, that's our viewers of the week. Anyway, we have a rapid-fire Q&A. Short questions, shot out of a cannon answers. Mr. Patillo, are you going to be ready for this?
Yep, I'm ready.
First question, have you ever eaten at Patillo's restaurant? It's a chain in the U.S.
I do, yeah, I have. I've eaten there twice. When I lived down in Dubuque, so we always drove through Chicago to get up here to Michigan. So I've stopped by twice, yeah. It's really good. I like it.
Hot dog, burger, salad, what do you pick up?
I think I had a burger, but I heard their hot dogs is like the thing to get, I think. I don't know.
Are you a hot dog or are you a burger kind of guy?
I think burger for sure. Yeah, I like the burgers.
Okay. Next question. Marco wanted me to ask, how did you get so tall? You're 6'6". You're a huge guy.
Yeah, I don't. My dad is really tall. He's even taller than me. He's 203, so like 6'8", I think.
No way.
Something like that. Yeah, so he's even taller than me.
How tall is your mom? She's shorter?
No, no, she's tall for being a woman as well. She's like 175, something like that. 78, yeah.
Tall family.
Yeah, I have a tall family. My sister and brother are tall as well, so.
How tall are you?
6'6".
Not bad.
198 centimeters, 99 centimeters, or 200 even?
Not 200. I'm like 197 something. Yeah.
I don't know if you found the same thing. So like I'm 6'5", Eric 6'6". My dad 6'5" as well. Your dad obviously a little bit bigger. I found growing up as a kid, the best part about having a tall dad is I never lost him out in public. Like shopping mall, grocery store, you just look for like the head above everybody else's. I could always find my dad. Never lose him, ever.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Next question. Funniest, most talkative teammate in Michigan?
Funniest. I think, I mean, Bordelot is a funny guy. It's always a lot of energy and stuff going on. Briss too. Brendan Brisson, he always is around talking a lot and playing jokes and stuff. So, yeah, definitely those two guys.
Least favorite bar to play in the NCAA?
I think when we were up in Duluth, I think, I mean, it was a good barn, but when I came out, the student section had my sister up on a big picture there. So
wow. No.
I feel like that's edgy. That's
wow.
That's ballsy. I feel like you just
hold on. So you guys are going into Minnesota Duluth. We're talking like a 6x6, a 36x48. Like how big of a picture are we talking? Like right at the glass, up in the stands?
Oh, it was a big picture by the glass. Yeah. And then I saw it up on Instagram as well. I mean,
no.
That's I feel like that's weird. I feel like you leave family out of it. Like say like chirp whatever you want about you and like whatever picture you want of you, but I feel like that's kind of a little edgy to bring family into it.
Yeah, kind of bad. We got the win though, so
there you go. You get the last laugh.
Yeah, after the game, Eric's like, "I'll sign your sign if you want me to."
Yeah, that's good.
Just out of just thinking out loud here, the amount of commitment by that individual or individuals, because they would have had to plan it out a couple days in advance. They find the picture, they go down to the local print shop, they got to get it blown up and whatnot. They place the order, they pay, it comes in maybe a day or two later. Like they plan the sell out. They were committed to the cause here.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, and they were chanting like. So her name, she's 15 years old too. It's kind of fucked up, but
oh boy,
it's very fucked up.
Chanting, "We want Maya, we want Maya." So that's
dude, what the hell?
Yeah, it was fucked up. Yeah,
my boy wow. Jamie Phillips, he played at Michigan Tech for 4 years, and he told me, I think it was about a year ago, he was telling me, anytime you go to Duluth or any like the road games like that, you got to turn the Instagram on private. You got to just. Turn the Twitter off, mind your own business. Don't look up in the stands, the glass, because these people are crazy, he told me.
Yeah, I think all the Minnesota fans are really, I mean, they're committed, I guess.
It's a hardcore hockey state, that's for sure.
So today's Monday, you guys play Saturday. So the Instagram's going on private probably for this week?
Yeah, I might do. might have to.
Oh, boy. That's tough, dude. Best thing you learn from being behind quote unquote Strauss the stud man?
I think just his commitment to hockey in general, to his like lifestyle, the way he eats. He's very committed to that part. The way he treats his body, like insanely committed. So I think just seeing that and understanding that's why he's successful. I think that's one of the biggest learning points from him.
Dude, like I was telling you over DMs the other day, I watched Strauss on TV actually play against Pat. I remember it was right before the COV, the flu came out. Can't say the word because YouTube demonetization, but it was right before them. And Maine was playing Michigan Tech and Strauss was playing. I remember watching thinking like, looks all right. And then I got to watch him play live, I guess 2 weekends ago in Rogla. Dude, the man is a machine. Just the precision, like just the focus, just there's something about, he has like an essence about him. Like you can tell right away, like he is the man, he knows it. And like the dude is going to make so much money over the next 10 years.
Yeah. We talked about that over DMs. Like he's so good at tracking. I think that's the biggest strength of his position in tracking for sure. Is I think the number one and two reasons for why he's so successful.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. Next question. This is one that I teased you was going to be coming. Are you offended by Trav calling himself an honorary Swedish citizen?
No. I mean, I think, yeah, I like that you bring some attention to Sweden. It's good. I think it's funny to see because you're not too far from Gothenburg, where I'm from either. So, I mean, I love watching it. And, yeah, I think it's funny.
I love Gothenburg, dude. Do you ever see do you ever watch the vlog and you see like a clip I'll throw in of like us in the bus going through Gothenburg and you're like, oh, I've been there. I see the Ferris wheel. I see the Scandinavium.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I love it. Like it brings me closer to home when I'm over here. So it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, dude. I love Sweden so much. We could get into this for a half hour. I promise I'll save you. But Sweden, for
big,
those that...
Big Swedish guys here.
I love Sweden. Hey, two out of three of us love Sweden. That's okay. One of the three of us loves the East Coast.
Hold on a second. I didn't say I didn't love Sweden. I've never been to Sweden.
No, you said it. It was implied. You said it.
I don't not love Sweden. It's not like that. But I also don't, I'm not from Sweden, you know?
Not like, mine, but I love it.
But you've now become a Swedish, unofficially become a Swedish citizen. So
maybe this is worth bringing up. I went for coffee in Semla the other day. Semla, for those that don't know, Eric knows all about it. Semla is in season. It is a Long John done Swedish style. So it's like a donut kind of, you have like an almond, Eric, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm honestly not even sure what it is exactly, but it's like a bun of some kind, and then like you got the cream on top, and yeah, I don't know. You should probably throw in it's a podcast, but
we do a video version. We can put a picture on.
We do.
Oh yeah, a picture would probably help. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a Long John with like a little bit of Swedish flair. But anyway, so I went for coffee and Semla with a female friend. And I threw it out just jokingly to her. I said, you know, we should get married, because if we do, I can apply for Swedish citizenship, I think at the end of August or beginning of September. And she says, don't you have a girlfriend? I says, yes, but I want to bring her over here, and I need you to marry me so that I can bring her over. It's going to be like an episode like 90 Day Fiancé over here.
You're going to have two wives. That's pretty sweet. Good for you.
We were actually talking about that the other day in the locker room, about how like you get these dudes who just like, they have like a 10 out of 10 lady, like a beautiful woman, incredible catch. And then you have this dude who's just like a slob out of like the backwoods of like Texas. It's like, how did this happen? You get this beautiful girl from France, but yeah, I don't know. This is why I don't watch
personality,
reality TV.
Travis, personality can go a long way.
This is true. This is very true.
Anyways, back to the Rapids.
Yes, sorry. A couple more questions. Favorite Michigan uniform?
I think the Mace one is such a like iconic Michigan thing, especially like when we do the Mace outs and stuff. I really like that one.
Okay. And second last question. Have you ever been Michiganed in practice by one of your Michigan teammates?
Yeah. I got to admit that Kent Johnson actually did it once. It was a nice one.
Is there a video of this floating around somewhere?
I'm not sure. It might be in one of our like practice recordings, but yeah, well, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, we gotta pull up the footage. We gotta see if we can find that.
I'm actually, so as a goalie, are you getting tired of the Michigan move?
One thing that people are tired of probably is having a bush, right? Summer season's coming up, right, Pat? You know what I'm talking about?
No, absolutely. I hate having a bush.
I hate that you hate having it.
No, you love that I hate having it. Or, sorry, and I love that you hate having a bush too. Do you know why? Do you know why we hate having bushes?
Because it slows you down.
It slows you down, and it's a how do you put it nicely? It's like a repellent. It's a woman repellent if you have a bush, like a bug spray, but for women. It's like a women spray is having a bush. So that's why you should get our lawnmower 4.0 at Manscaped, and that's over at manscaped.com. You can get the lawnmower for 20% off if you use our code BIZKIT, BIZKIT. Trev, you'd like to add to that?
Absolutely, I would. Yeah, as always, summer season is coming up. If you're in Sweden, if you ask me, summer's right here, right? It's beach season. I'm right now from where we're recording. I'm 500 meters away from the ocean after this podcast. I'm going to hop in the shower. I'm going to turn up the boys. I'm going to go for a dip. I'm going to be fast in the ocean. I'm going to be speedy. I'm going to get the goggles and the floppers on, the flip-flops, the little like paddler things. We're going to go for a rip, and you can too. You go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BISKIT. You're going to get 20% off free shipping. Pat Shea ships out all orders out the door, and you're going
to
love it.
And back to the question. So I was curious because personally, I'm sick of the Michigan move because I see it so many times. I'm like, damn, it's not even cool anymore. It's just like, it's just become a normal like deke and a normal goal now. Are you personally sick of people doing the Michigan or trying the Michigan move on you?
I mean, I think the other like variants of the move is sicker right now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not very unique anymore. I agree with that for sure. I think the one where they like make the exchange behind the net.
That was sick. Did Merrimack did that first?
Yeah, I think so. And some guys on the team were kind of pissed off because they wanted to do it. So
Yeah, that's sweet. I like that. I like the creativity. Like, who was it there? I'm drawing a blank. Was it Zegras that did like the flip over the net too? It was him and Milano, was it? Sonny Milano? I can't remember. Yeah, they had that creative like flip over the net whacking. So, I mean, people are evolving. If you're just doing the basic old Michigan move, you're not cool anymore. You have to spice it up. You have to do some fake Michigans and some over the net stuff.
I don't know if you notice the same thing, and this is, I guess, more so for Eric than Pat, but I've noticed like goalies, like in the online community, like whether you know a dude's got 50 followers or like a lot of followers, like goalies are starting to like do the Michigan. They're like picking the puck up with their goalie stick, like our boy Nick the goalie. He's doing that all the time, and he's like flipping the puck around, like all that kind of. I can't even pick it up. Like, I've been trying forever. I don't know how these guys do it. It's insane.
The always hockey Zach Bell.
You see Zach you're Bell good as a at goalie it? The other day?
Yeah, I did see that. But I was going to say, you're pretty good at it, yeah? Like flipping the puck up?
I like playing around with the pucks, yeah. I mean, I think it gives me a little feel with the puck. I usually do it before games, like flip it a couple of times and pull it up and, yeah, just play around with it to get a feeling for it.
Damn. Yeah, no, I'm not very good at that myself.
So I got to ask, how are you going about doing that? Like, give me the rundown for like your stick setup, tape, collar, wax. Like, what are you doing to help you do that? Because I for the life of me can't figure out how to Michigan a puck or like scoop it with the goalie stick.
Oh, I actually have – this is a funny thing because I don't really like retaping my sticks too often. I usually have a pretty boring, like just black heel-to-toe tape job, but – recently Owen Power is starting doing my sticks because he thinks I need to up my style a bit, so yeah, he's throwing in some different he's been doing white a little bit, and then I saw you did the strip along horizontally and then like taping the toe kind of. I saw you did that, Trav.
That's just for like attention online, to be honest with you. Like the middle strip, that's all it's for. It's like we actually were talking about this in the locker room. Like if you put a puck on the bottom of my stick, the tape does not touch the puck. It's literally there for style.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know. Owen does that, but with a thick tape. I guess it has some type of purpose, but I don't know. But yeah, that's like my tape job routine right now. Just giving the stick to him, and he'll do it for me. So. That's a win-win because I think he loved doing that stuff. And I mean, I don't mind having my stick taped by him. So,
and it's free labor too.
Free labor, exactly.
Inflation is at an all-time high, right? Hourly wages are at an all-time high. It's hard to get free labor. And the guy comes in, he puts on the boots, like Pat told us before we start recording, hammer and nails, gets the job done. And here's your fresh tape. Here's your fresh stick and tape job, Mr. Portillo.
Exactly. We love that.
It's artistic.
Do you tip him at all? Do you give him any tips? Like cash wise, not like advice. Or you can give them that too.
I give him some free goals in practice sometimes.
Who's calling, Pat?
It's sorry, that was my female partner's iPad going off.
Oh, okay. You should answer it. Can you answer it live?
No, it's her mom. That would be weird. I'm like, hey, I'm on a podcast.
You gotta answer that right now.
Please don't call.
Sorry. Anyway, back to
I haven't even met her. That'd be weird as hell. Anyway, sorry for the interruption. I will go break up with her now. That is very disrespectful of her. Back to the show.
Let's talk about the tape job and the financial compensation to Owen Power, please.
Yeah, no, but sometimes I have to give him a couple of goals in practice just so he keeps taping it, so I don't have to. So yeah, that's just the only way I compensate him.
That's not bad, though. I would like that. You come in every day, and he's already there. You walk in, he's already taping the sticks. He's getting them ready. He knows what he's got to do. He's getting the job done.
It's nice, yeah. First overall, taping your stick is perfect. It's great.
Have you thought about getting your skates, too, now that you got the new Kinect skates?
Yeah, those are so nice. I just heated them or molded them today. They feel great. I'm excited because I'm going to try them on later today on the ice. So, yeah, we'll see how they feel.
So you haven't tried them yet?
No, I have. I've just like had my feet in them and stuff, but I haven't tried them on ice yet. So, yeah.
That was by far the most asked question for the whole Q&A was about Eric skates. Like we were just talking before we started recording. Eric, you said what you had like what 50 messages, give or take?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, DMs. Yeah, people just wondering about them. So I'll have to update you on that one. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
we'll circle back.
Give him a follow at Eric Portillo. He posted a picture of the brand new Bauer Connect skates for 2022. He's getting the messages, and that overwhelmed the Q&A. The most questions asked was, what do you think of the skates? So far, you've just baked them. They feel pretty good. What is your prediction? I mean, this is a great timing because you haven't tried them yet. Do you think it's going to be a gimmick compared to like regular skates, or are you thinking it's the real deal so far?
What I've heard, like, because I'm talking to the Bauer guy, because I actually got to see them at Christmas already, like right before Vasilevsky started using them. They showed me like the prototype. So I've been like looking at them for a while and like just seeing the process. And I think it seems like guys love it. And what I felt like when I tried them on as well, like the way it molds to your foot is completely different. It's like a vacuum pretty much. It's super close. So like it feels like, I know, like they're way more reaction becomes quicker just because it's no like space in between your foot and like the inside of the boot. So I feel like they felt great when I tried them on, and I'm excited to try them on the ice now because I think they feel completely different from any other skate, but I think they feel better than any other skate as well.
And they're completely stock because there is no custom options this year, correct?
No, I think the whole thing is that the like customization comes from when you heat them up because they mold so greatly to your foot that you don't really need it.
Yeah. Because I put in an order for like all new gear for like everything for like next year, probably two and a half weeks ago, whatnot. And like one of the things I put in was Connect skates. And the guy that I went through said, like, they're just like stock skates. There's no custom. And I was like, maybe he's like pulling my leg. Maybe he's just like BSing me. But now we have a real goalie to confirm that this is the real deal. It's just one size fits all. Well, one skate fits all. And then you dial it in with the, what is it, like a ski bootstrap kind of setup, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So super fast to lace them up too.
That's exciting. You're gonna have to let me know how they turn out. We'll get this up on the IG reels. We'll have like a world exclusive review of these skates.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's exciting.
So
that's
stay
exciting.
Tuned for everyone asking. A question I have for you is about your draft experience, the NHL. Obviously, we briefly touched upon it that you went from almost quitting hockey to then being drafted to the NHL. What were you at? First of all, were you at the draft?
Actually, I wasn't. I went over to Buffalo's like their pre-draft camp, their combined thing there. And then, you know, I didn't get drafted my first year, so you know, I wasn't sure if I was going to get drafted this year either, honestly. So, you know, I was just at home with my family, obviously watching it on TV, but we never went there.
What was that experience like when you, or that feeling like when you saw your name get picked?
I think at first it's kind of like surreal. You don't really understand what it means. Then the phone starts ringing and you talk to, I talked to Jason Botterill, the GM at the time in Buffalo.
I was going to say, so like you're drafted by the Buffalo Sabres, third round pick. I don't know if you're willing to answer this question or not. Sabres logos. What do you think the best Sabres logo is? Because like they have the old school Sabre. They have like the straight, like the Buffalo. They have like the sideways Buffalo. And then they have like the Sabres like with a sword. Do you have a favorite Sabres logo of all time?
I think they had a sick one last year. Like, with the swords and like the saber. I really like that one. They did it like gold last year. I really like that one. I think that's my favorite one.
Yeah, because they're bringing back the old school, like the big buffalo head, I think, next year, they said, right? Or is it this year?
Oh, I'm not sure, honestly, but it sounds cool.
Yeah. I love the old school logos. I got a hot take for you here. The Pooh Bear, the Meth Bear, whatever they call them, like the solid yellow Bruins jersey. I love that logo.
Oh, the Bruins jersey?
Like the big bear, like the bear looks kind of like dumb, you know what I mean?
The old gold jersey?
Yeah, the solid gold jersey with the bear.
Yeah, that one was sweet.
I love that. I don't get it. Why? What was that, Eric?
No, I think I like that one too. I think I played with it on like the NHL, like the games and stuff, like the video game. Yeah, and I like that one too.
It gets so much hate for like no reason. Like I don't get why people hate it so much.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, we got a couple other questions. This one's a good one. This is from one of your colleagues. Okay, ready for this one? Who is your favorite goalie at Niagara University to play against?
Oh, at Niagara University?
Yep. Let's see if you get this one right. I mean, I guess there was a right answer.
I honestly don't know like Niagara too well. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any players on there, really. I'm very bad
did you,
names in general.
Did you even play against Niagara?
I think we played them once. So, yeah, they're not even in our division. So,
yeah. Take that, Niagara.
This guy clearly remembers because he said you played against him. Favorite Niagara goalie university that you played against.
Well, it was unmeaningful. It was a non-memorable game for him.
We played them once. That's good. Like, I don't want to offend anyone, but I really don't look at rosters that much either. So,
all right,
I didn't even know Niagara had a hockey team. Who knew? Niagara has a team.
Don't they have like a swim
That's
team?
Sweet.
No, you played them one time. You beat us 3-1.
That's unreal.
Jacob. Jacob's the goalie for Niagara. He wanted me to ask you that.
Suck it.
Jacob's never going to listen to this podcast ever again.
In your face. That's good.
Another. sorry. You want to go ahead, Pat?
No, you go. You carry on if you had one more.
Yes. Somebody wanted me to ask you. Apparently, they know you. How fast can you shotgun a beer? This is what they wanted me to ask you.
Oh, someone I know. I'm not very good at it, honestly. I don't know. I'm not a huge drinker in general, so yeah, I'm not very good at it, I think.
More of a chocolate milk kind of guy?
Yeah. I like pop and stuff. Good drinks. Ooh.
What kind of soda? What's your beverage of choice?
I think here I'd probably go like Pepsi. But at home I think Coke.
Okay. Interesting. Regular diet or zero? Or Pepsi Max, I guess.
No, I think I would have to go the Pepsi Max. Big Pepsi Max guy. And then, for the regular Coke, yeah.
You love, you eat a Max a lot when you're back home in Sweden?
Yeah, I like Max. I do, yeah.
They, what day is today? Monday? I guess I can say this because I'm not supposed to talk about it for a couple more days. They have a brand new burger coming out in 4 days. It's a pepper jack and chili burger. I'm so excited for it, dude. They have me on for like the program. It's such an unreal place just to eat, to work with. Sorry, I'm ranting and raving about Max sponsorships and shit here.
No, it is good though. I think it's best like fast food chain in Sweden for sure.
Somebody messaged me the other day and said, Trav, you gotta be careful. You're gonna become a double Frisco by the end of the season if you keep up at this pace, which I mean, you're not wrong.
To build off of that question, are you very you mentioned earlier when I forget this, now I'm drawing a blank of the goalie you asked him about, but you said that
Strosman.
You were admired that his commitment to like his diet and his just routine in general. So for you, do you have a strict diet and routine that you follow that you're very on top of all the time, or are you not afraid to, you know, eat kind of cheap meals and just kind of feel it out? Or are you very kind of
I honestly I think what's important to me is that it's like good food, like I just because I don't cook a lot here, to be honest, so I go out and eat a lot, but I think I'm just like I just want like good quality food, even if it's it might not be the best for you, but as long as it's like, you know, quality ingredients, good meat, good veggies, mm-hmm. like I think that's what's important to me.
For sure. Hitting the macros, that's what it's all about. You don't need to be too strict. You know, personally, I eat a lot of pizza here, so we won't judge if you eat pizza. I'm a za day kind of guy, so.
If you don't mind, Eric, do you want to dive in that just a little bit more? Because I feel like that's a question a lot of people are going to want to ask. Like, as somebody who, like, you're a third round pick, you're running a 9:30 in the NCAA. Like, you're an athlete. Like, you're a good goalie, right? And don't let anybody tell you differently, other than me. But like when it comes to like food and stuff, so like you're saying, like, if you're going to Max, let's say for example, this is what's, you know, coming to mind, you would rather bury, let's say, like a sweet potato fries and a burger over, let's say like a salad at like a McDonald's or something. Like, you want like quality food, not like horse meat and eggs and chicken that were tortured, you know?
Well, I don't think I mean, I wouldn't go to Max. Like, when I eat out, like, I usually go for, you know, a steak or for some like a good pasta or something. You know, I'm trying to stay away from, like, you know, Max. If it's like the fries, I would just get a burger and, like, you know, a water maybe, just to you know, keep the calories down, and like yeah, I think that's the what I'm trying to say. Maybe maybe not like sweet potato fries and stuff, and a bunch of sauce, but like, you know, in Sweden I feel like it's way easier to eat like healthy foods. We don't have as much fast food as it is here. So,
what are you trying to say about Americans? Which
I'm not trying to say anything. I'm just saying that I had a hard time adjusting when I came over.
All my European teammates said that. And man, all the Euros would say that. That's funny. They would all gain like 20 pounds freshman year. Like, you guys are athletes. You're not supposed to gain the freshman 15, but it's tough.
Yeah, no, it was a tough transition getting over here, but I feel like after a couple, like after a year or two, you kind of get used to it, and your body does too, and you kind of understand what you have to eat and what you shouldn't. So,
yeah, post game though, for just, I feel like people would ask, curious of this, like post game for me, I sometimes, like, I'll eat whatever. Because it's like, you just played a game, we burn, I don't know, 2,000 calories, you're a goalie, you're in the whole game, you might even burn more. Like, I remember Swayman would lose sometimes like 10 pounds in a game. Obviously, a lot of it's water weight, he has to rehydrate. But like, post-game, are you just going to town or whatever, or are you still kind of strategic about what you're putting in?
I think I'm always like pretty, I'm thinking about what I'm eating, but, you know, sometimes, let's say, if it's after a back-to-back, you know, you could do, I don't know, sometimes I go get burritos and stuff. I like those a lot. Chipotle is good after games, I think. And then, yeah, sometimes they even give us, like, some pizza and stuff here. So, yeah, I'll definitely be able to have that.
You've earned it. When you've earned it, you can have it.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
No. But Trevor, you about to say something?
I was going to say, like, he's not like Jorge Masvidal yet, having like a 20-piece bucket of chicken on his way out of the rink.
No, that's what I do. But I'm a bad example, I guess.
Yeah. One thing I was going to ask was about like Strauss. Like, so you spent one season behind him, correct?
Yeah.
Like, what would, like, I guess there's like a million ways you can take it, but like, if you could pinpoint like why... Like, why is he so good? Like, he's like, if I don't mean this in a disrespectful way, because like, I know you're a big guy, I'm a big guy, and Pat's maybe a little shorter guy, but like, Strauss is like a shorter guy, and maybe gets overlooked a little bit because of that. But like, watching him play live, like, he's nasty. Like, why is he so nasty? Basically, is what I'm trying to ask, and like, you know, I'm not wording that very correctly.
As I said before, like, I think his tracking is really, like, it's really good. Like, it's hard to, I don't think I've seen people track the puck that well, except like when you're with like NHL goalies. Like, that's his strength, I think. He's so good at like following the puck all the way. And then also his positioning in general, like he's very, like his shuffles and his skating is very precise. I think that's two of the like biggest components of his game. And then they just what he does off ice with his body, like the way he eats, the way he hydrates and just make sure like he, I know he's big into like the blue light and getting his sleep routine in, and his diet is super special. I don't even know exactly what goes into it, but that stuff. So I think that's kind of what makes him a very good goalie.
That's awesome, dude. And to finish with one final note before we cap off, a lot of people wanted me to ask you, like, you're a big guy. You're doing great this season. Why have you been so good this season? Like, what makes Eric Portillo so good? And please don't be humble. Like, be honest. Like, what makes you good? Like, what are your strengths? You can be a little bit cocky. Or, like, not many. Yeah, not many people are going to listen to this.
I think what I'm good at is like delivering under pressure. I think that's one of my biggest strengths, and like being able to turn it on when it's needed. And I feel like I've been able to do so this year. And my focus this year, or one of my main goals, has really been to, because I have such a great team, like we are going to be able to score goals, but being able to come up with the saves when we need it, and timely saves like early in the games and when the games is a really close one. I think those are the saves that's so much more important than if you're up for nothing and you let in a breakaway, whatever, or you make a breakaway save. I think that's one of my biggest strengths, and something that's, I think, a lot at, and like trying to work at in practice as well. I think I'm competing very hard in practice and always trying to get better and always want to win. So yeah, I think that's probably it.
Yeah, dude. Like, I guess like money goaltending, like Grand Fear goaltending, but not giving up 9 goals. Money goaltending.
Yeah,
I like it.
I always found that interesting. Like Grand Fear, it won so many cups, and people would call him a money goalie, which he is because he won. But he was being a money goalie guy, giving up, you know, 7, 8, 9 goals a game, and just didn't give up 10 because they scored 10 that night.
It was a different time. It was a different time back then.
Yes, very, very different time. But speaking of different times, this podcast, every Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern, correct, Pat? That's the time we're doing?
Yes, yes.
Yes, 11 a.m. Eastern. YouTube on the video version, mobile on the go, Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever. We'd love to have you back. If you're listening this deep in the episode, we want to thank you very much. Also, thanks to our amazing guest, Eric Portillo, for coming on. Dude, it was exciting. A lot of interesting answers. I think a lot of people are really going to enjoy this one, man.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
I appreciate you coming on, brother.
Mr. Shea, yes. Take us home. Final words, please.
Yeah, thank you for coming on, and thank you guys for listening to us. We appreciate it. One final note, if you want to support us, buy Manscaped Lawnmower, and we have some merch coming within the month, I'd say, within a month, and the mugs. So stay tuned for that. And again, we appreciate you watching, listening, however you tune in, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Yes, link in the video description for the Manscaped and the mugs and the merchandising coming hopefully soon. I'm working on it. Be patient. And yeah, we will see you next week on Sunday for whoever we have on next. Thanks for listening. That was good. That was awesome, dude.